Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 53, talking a little bit about Nisim, miracles. The Gemara says here on Shabbos 53, heaven is more likely to send clear miracles in order to keep a person alive than to provide him with an easy income. The Gemara praises the tznius of a couple where the husband was unaware that his wife was an amputee. Three quick things we could learn from this. Number one, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't automatically assume you know a whole situation, a whole person, just because they might have something that's going on. This person didn't even realize, didn't even understand, didn't even think that his wife was an amputee, because his wife was much more than just the disability and than just the thing that was going on with her. When we see people, we tend to automatically think A, B, or C. We have no idea what's going inside, and automatically when we hear a label, which isn't a whole nother problem, We automatically think the person is their label, which they're not. If a person has a wheelchair, it's a person in a wheelchair, not a wheelchair person. It's called person first language. And we're looking at the person and then the difficulty they may have. So that's number one. Number two, things don't always come easy to us, especially income. Lefum Tzara Agra Ben Hehe explains in the end of chapter 5 in Pirkei Avos, things come to us not easily. The more exertion that goes into it is the more reward. Sometimes we have to work hard to get things, especially in income. Hashem might set it up for us at the beginning of the year, but we still have to work what we can. We have to do harishtadlus. We have to put in our effort to get what Hashem wants us to get. Number three, talking about miracles, we tend to think that the crazy supernatural is miraculous. Oh my gosh, she had a complete recovery. She was in a coma for 20 years. One day she woke up. He woke up. So crazy, so miraculous. Do we realize that every single thing in this entire world is a miracle? Just because we put the word Mother Nature, which might be a heretical statement anyway, but using the word nature, using the word natural, using the word weather, whatever, it's just a euphemism for another miracle that Hashem prepares for us. The whole body is miraculous. Every system we have, every cell we have, the idea of pregnancy and childbirth is phenomenal, so miraculous. The idea that there could be wind, there could be grass, that we could have fruits and vegetables, that we could have all these things in the world, that it could be sunny, it could be cold, it could be rainy, it could be snowy. So crazy how every single thing is miraculous. And when I see things like on Google Earth, when my wife and I look at Google Earth, especially during the crazy corona craziness we're going through, we see all the wonders that Hashem made. It's just phantasmagorical. It's so hard to fathom how Hashem did all this. You look at the Grand Canyon, look at these different natural parks, and then you go through all of Israel, how there's a whole microcosm in the entire Israel, starting with Harmon at the north, all the way to Eilat at the south, and there's all the different types of systems in the entire world are in Israel. There's like jungles, and there's desert, there's the snow mountains, there's the arid mountains, there's everything, there's the Dead Sea, everything is there, but everything Hashem makes, everything Hashem does is a miracle, so we should remember that. So remember not to judge a book by its cover. Remember things come difficult, lefum tzar agra, but that's okay, because Hashem will reward us, and remember that everything in life is really a miracle. Sometimes it might be quote-unquote natural, we might be used to it, but it doesn't make it any less miraculous. Don't just think about over an abundance things that are supernatural, one times an occurrence, when really everything around us is really a miracle from Hashem. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 54 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.